Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Listen now for God's holy word coming to us from Paul's letter to the church at Rome, chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Our gospel passage today is from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 18. Listen for God's word for you. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My friend Chris Joyner is pastor of a Presbyterian church in Tennessee. A few years ago, he says he was having coffee with a friend when that friend surprised him with a little announcement. The friend told Chris that he had recently gone to yoga class. Chris said that was hard to imagine, given that his friend, quote, "is not flexible enough to get out of a low chair, much less a downward dog." The friend told Chris that he had left the class early, and Chris was not very surprised, but asked, "Why? Couldn't do the poses?" The friend said, "No, the poses were hard, but I can handle that okay. It's all the new age mumbo jumbo I couldn't handle." Then Starcher lights this candle and then tells us to center ourselves, find our inner voice, blah, blah, blah. I tried to tune her out, but when she said, "Yoga is a way of life," I left. Chris asked his friend, "What was wrong with that?" His friend responded, "I just wanted to stretch and breathe. I wasn't expecting a whole new way of life." Pretty much our entire world right now is experiencing a whole new way of life. We've learned new phrases like social distancing, community spread, safer at home, and flatten the curve. We've closed school systems, public places, and offices. We've bought hand sanitizer and face coverings and sanitizing wipes. We've learned to visualize a 6-foot perimeter in our minds when around other people. Some of us have barely left home or seen our loved ones in many months now. All of these are good and wise steps to try our best to avoid becoming infected by the novel coronavirus. Our confirmands have not been exempt from these changes, of course. Much of their normal way of life screeched to a halt in March. Their school classes were moved online, and then their confirmation class moved online as well. It's a whole new way of life, learning about the basics of Christianity, tenets of the Reformed faith, challenging concepts like the Trinity, all with each of us showing up as little boxes on each other's phone or computer screen. Truth be told, confirmation signals a whole new way of life, even when meeting face to face. It's supposed to be like that. It is a time when confirmands take the faith of their families and their church and make it their own. They claim the truth spoken over them at their baptisms. They wrestle with what it means to be Christ followers in their world today. And they emerge as full members of the church. It's a whole new way of life. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus asks his disciples first who others say that Jesus is. Others think Jesus is John the Baptist or Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Then Jesus asks the disciples the big question, who do you say that I am? It's a question that Jesus asks of each of us. Peter answered for all of us, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. The confirmands answered a similar question. They were asked, do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, trusting in his grace and love? With their simple I do, they indicate the same thing that Peter indicated. Jesus is Lord and Savior. This is really the single required question for church membership. Yes, we ask the confirmands other questions, and those questions and answers are all important parts of their life in the Church of Jesus Christ, but the essential statement of faith is that they claim Jesus as Lord and Savior. And that's not so simple a statement. If we affirm that Jesus is Lord of our lives, we affirm that no others are Lord. We affirm that we intend to live our lives in accordance with the teachings of Jesus. We affirm that we will not put others in the place of Jesus, but will look to Jesus alone to lead us in all that we say and do. We affirm that we are embarking on a whole new way of life. That new way of life involves us being part of that rock upon which Jesus builds his church. Paul writes to the church at Rome that we are all the church, the body of Christ, together. The Message paraphrase says, each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. Paul says that not all members of the body have the same function, that our gifts differ, but all are vital. Put those various gifts together and we are something magnificent. We work together for the common good. We together strive against the darkness around us. The Common English Bible puts it like this. We have different gifts that are consistent with God's grace that has been given to us. If your gift is prophecy, you should prophesy in proportion to your faith. If your gift is service, devote yourself to serving. If your gift is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. If your gift is encouragement, devote yourself to encouraging. God has graced each one of us with different gifts, and we are to use those gifts as our Lord directs. That's how God designed us to function. That's how Jesus builds the church. And the church today is blessed to have 5 new members, each with different gifts. Ellie, Heather, Monique, Emily, and Cecilia. They will affirm that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. They will continue to serve God and others. They will use their gifts for God's kingdom. So confirmands, now members, stretch and breathe. Welcome to a whole new way of life. We're so glad to be partners in ministry with you. Thanks be to God for the gifts that God calls each of us to share. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.